your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 is where we're going to launch from. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. And we're going to look at the natural man today. We're going to look at the natural man. There are four types of people we could look at. The natural man, the spiritual man, the carnal man, and the babe. But we're only going to focus on the natural man this evening. As Christians, we know the natural man is called the old man. Colossians tells us to put off the old man with his deeds. Ephesians says, put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. So as God's children, we need to change how we act and how we talk. Have you ever heard someone say, I'm a good person? Just because you don't smoke or cuss don't make you a good person. There's none good but the Father. And if you have not received Christ, you're just a person. The natural man is an enemy of God. So let's dissect and break down the natural man as much as we can. If you are hearing things repeated, it's because it's worth repeating, that it may soak in what we're talking about. In 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14, it says, and it starts out, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Putting it plainly, if you don't have the Spirit of God, you won't be able to understand or receive the words that come from God. Natural means to conform to the ordinary or common course of nature. You believe only what seems logical or what makes sense. Being natural is being born without the power or ability to reason or understand spiritual things. I'm going to say that again. Being natural is being born without the power or ability to reason or understand spiritual things. How many of y'all know that we're in a spiritual kingdom and we need to understand spiritual things? So what is spoken by the Spirit will not make sense because it says, for they are foolishness unto him. The natural man cannot make sense of what God is saying. It's foolishness unto him. The natural man relies on words or things that make sense. The natural man may read and comprehend. The natural man may read the Bible and understand naturally, but the natural man has no spiritual comprehension, understanding, or revelation of what it means. This comes from God and is given to the spiritual man. Are you with me so far? Okay, to be spiritual and natural are two different things. A natural man or unsaved man cannot discern the word. The natural man only understands the five senses. He can't receive revelations that comes from God. A natural man only hears, mimics, and repeats to others. Why? Because man has no revelation of what God is saying. He can't understand what he's hearing. The natural man speaks words without knowledge, actions without wisdom. In Job 38 and 2, God said, who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Celebrities and men and women all over the world put more people in heaven and have not heard the first word of what he said here. For an example, if I may say, if you don't know Spanish and you hear someone speak it, if they speak slow enough, you may be able to pick out a few words. You may be able to remember and mimic or repeat some of these words. For example, with Muslims, just about everybody can say Assalamu Alaikum, Alaikum Assalam. But what do they mean? Anybody? A person who is natural or not saved may say things without really knowing what they mean. And we've all done it. They repeat what they hear. Many in churches have cliches of praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God, have no idea what they're saying. But they've heard it, and they repeat it. But the revelation is given to those who knows God's word. I'll give you an example of what we always say. You hear everybody saying hallelujah, hallelujah. And we say hallelujah is the highest praise. But you know the word hallelujah is actually the word that is nationwide known. If somebody says hallelujah in Canada, they know what you're saying. If you say it in Japan, they know what you're saying. But do they know what it means? Remember, the things or the words of the Spirit are foolishness unto the natural man. When God says, what God says is discern spiritually. Man's senses or character is only earthly. And the character he possesses is without the ability to understand. And it says, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. As long as a person's ways are natural, they will not know or understand the ways of God. And they will not be able to discern them. To discern means what you detect or perceive or become aware of. It is not natural. It is given by the Spirit of God. This way you learn and you trust what your natural senses cannot see or detect to be. This discernment is foolishness unto man. To discern something is to distinguish or determine between things, such as what is right, what is wrong, what is true, what is false. It also means to understand the difference of what is righteous and what is not. To know when God is speaking and when man or Satan is talking. To know when God is speaking is something the natural man cannot, the carnal man cannot, and a babe cannot do. Why is that? Because the natural man, it is foolishness unto him. The carnal man can't because he's too much natural or too much being natural. The babe cannot because he's too young and still trying to let the natural man go. So it takes a spiritual man to understand the spiritual things of God and break it down that a babe can receive, that a carnal could understand and repent from, that a natural man can find Christ. We who are born of God are becoming more spiritual and less natural. That's a good spot for amen right there. I mean, if I'm telling the truth, if you're born of God, you're becoming more spiritual and less natural because the old things are passing away. Now, let me give an example of how natural men look at things. We know in the scriptures in John 6:40, it talks about seeing the sun. we understand that seeing the sun means to understand the sun. But a natural man takes it that you got to visualize. You cannot visualize Jesus, what he looks like. One reason, because you ain't never seen him in the first place. And it's certainly not that picture, but that's what we visualize when it says you got to see the sun. But it means to understand. In order to understand, you've got to read what he's done. Let's look at another example. Let's look at Nicodemus in John 3, verse 3 and 4. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, or surely, surely, I say unto thee, or unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. See meaning what? Understand. If you're not born again, you cannot understand. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Nicodemus understood naturally. You and I know you cannot go back into your mother's womb. Y'all do know that, right? I don't care how great technology is today, it ain't happening. So Jesus must have been saying something else. And notice he focused on going back into the mother's womb and not even seeing the kingdom. Jesus also said, I am the bread of life. In John 6:53, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. And what did they say in verse 60? Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they heard this, they said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? I mean, look, unless I eat your flesh and drink your blood, they're looking at it natural. Look, I mean, I'm good with some pork chops. Huh? I like the steaks, but I ain't no cannibal. I drink Coca-Cola, but I ain't drinking your blood. And they were looking at it naturally. And believe it or not, even today, a lot of folks are looking at this natural. They have not even understood that when you eat the cracker and drink the grape juice, it represents his body and his blood. They can't even see that much spiritually. They just see it as cracker and grape juice. And the Corinthians, they were making a meal out of it. People today examine and dissect what the Bible is saying, and they are not believing what they read because they are natural. They are rejecting the ways of God because they are natural. People want things instantly and right now. I want it yesterday. They believe in magicians, but they don't believe in God. We know we need to be like the Bereans. They search the scriptures daily to see if those things were so. The scriptures that I'm giving, go back and search them. Seek them out. And put your spiritual ears on and let God minister to you even greater. And see if not whether those things are so. But rather than search the scriptures, rather than see it with a spiritual eye, this is what they did in verse 66. It said, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. I'm talking about disciples, followers, did not have a spiritual ear to understand. I ain't talking about eating my skin. (Clears throat) Because the natural man does not understand immediately, they refuse to walk and accept him. God does not respond and answer when you snap your finger. Huh? Y'all hear what I'm saying? If that was the case, I'd have been here last Thursday. I'd have been here Sunday. But no, he said, I'm going to take care of you, but you rest it out. You know how sometimes like Minister or Pastor Crawford talk about the storms, a storm would come purposely to slow me down and to show the body what's being preached. When I give a word and say, y'all need to prepare yourselves and be ready. Maybe I just sit Pastor down so y'all can prepare yourselves and be ready. I appreciate my minister. He said, Pastor, he said, I just want you to know I got a ram in the thicket. So I sent a message. You better pull him out. But we must be prepared and ready, but we need to peel off that natural man so we can be spiritually ready. The natural mind relies on the senses of man, depending on what looks good, what sounds good, and what feels good. How many of y'all know that is not always good? When we speak the word, we speak as God's oracles. Remember, we are not under the law, but under grace. Now look at 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11, and it says, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Another definition for oracle is to speak as a wise person. We are just talking about the natural man right now. He is not a wise man regardless of how much he knows. He cannot give you understanding of God's word regardless of how much he quotes. Anybody that is unsaved or have not received Christ, anyone that denies the Father and the Son, or who does not believe in the Christ, they are natural and know nothing about Jesus or his word. Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church. Or upon this revelation, upon the fact that you know who I am and I am the Son of God, I will build my church. And who is the church? You are the church. So upon you knowing who I am, I'm going to build you up and I'm going to give you revelation after revelation after revelation that you may understand not only who I am, but where you're going. Do you know where you're going today? Huh? I think so. It's time to quit thinking and start knowing. The natural man only knows religion and what religion is about. How many, there are all kinds of, and they're growing. And the natural man is getting on the bandwagon of telling you what religion is about. The power of our revelation of God is not in them. They just got religion. Religion killed Christ. Let's go back up to 1 Corinthians 2. To verse 4. Paul says this. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Paul is saying, what I'm speaking about is not with words to arouse your hope by man's wisdom. That ain't why I'm talking. Man's wisdom comes from man's understanding. Man's wisdom changes with the weather. Did y'all hear what I said? Man's wisdom changes with the weather. One study, certain vegetables are good for you. Then the next study, they're bad for you. First, a small aspirin needs to be taken every day. Next checkup, stop taking the aspirin. Next week, chicken is good. 2 weeks after that, chicken ain't no good. Don't mix the lettuce with the chicken. It's okay now to mix the chicken with the lettuce. 1 month, the water is safe. The next month, it ain't. Man's belief comes from what another man says that is true. Man believes whatever is logical. Logic is no reason, or logic is to reason with what seems to make sense. Oh, that seems logical. What God does is not logic. How many have found this in your lives that what God does is not logical? Where is the logic, according to man, to feed 5,000 with two fish and five loaves of bread? How is that logical? How is it logical for a man to walk on the water when it's a storm and not drown? Man to try to figure, well, there had to be some rocks, you know, where he was stepping on. How is it logical to depart the Red Sea? And how man tells it they ran right on out. No, the wind blew all night to dry the ground. How is that possible? How is it possible that the last person stepped out and the last person of Pharaoh stepped in and they all drowned it? But all of God's people were delivered. How is it logical that the wheels came off the chariots? Now here's the logic for me. I mean, I don't care who Pharaoh is. If I was on the chariot and my wheel came off, but I'm gone. But they were devoted and they were faithful. And they went down with him. What is logical about being raised from the dead? When one has been dead for 3 days, the logic of man say, no, he's thinking by now. But Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. These are spiritual. Man still does not believe such. There are still miracles happening in hospitals. Man has logically given up. And God said, not yet. This is my child. I say when it's all over. I don't care if a fat lady, a skinny lady, or no lady singing. It's when I say. Paul's preaching is in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Now look at verse 5. It says that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. God wants our faith to be in him. He wants us to walk by faith and not by sight. God wants our faith to be by wisdom and in action. See, sometimes even in our not feeling well, we go to what's logical. Huh? And logically, these things work, but sometimes it goes beyond your logical thinking, and God says, I need you to rely on me. I want to show myself, I want to manifest myself to you. I want to go beyond what you see natural, that you may understand me spiritually. See, even though I'm talking about the natural man, even those of us who are spiritual sometimes walk in the natural man. Because we have not gotten some of that naturalness out of us. But God is helping us by continually to talk to us spiritually, sometimes we won't listen. He got to knock on our head. Do you hear me now? Set me down. I'm not. Oh, Lord, I just don't feel well. Well, you're going to listen to me now, ain't you? Now I can talk to you. You're unmobile. You can't move. And I'm taking care of you. I already sent your wife to get some orange juice. You're doing good. Now listen to me. Get out your naturalness. Because as long as you walk around in your five senses, you're not listening to God's senses. Verse 6 says, how be it we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. We speak the wise counsel unto those that are mature and seasoned in the word of God. The world cannot and will not receive the depth of what the Spirit of God is saying. If they could, they would not have crucified him back then. If we would today, we would not be rejecting him now. Paul speaks wisdom unto those that are mature. That's why we're here, that we can mature you in the word, that you may be complete, that you may be full in what he's saying. He spoke to others in this chapter that were carnal. He came down to their level to bring them to his level. And that's what I like about what Jesus did. He came down to our level. He was born in a body like mine to bring me to the spiritual life where he is. Verse 7, it says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Colossians tells us this in 1:26. Even the mystery which had been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. You see where the spiritual comes? You see who God is talking to? He's talking to his saints. He's talking to those that come and sit at his feet to hear his word. Oh, you may not comprehend everything at once, but he brings it back. He brings back to your remembrance. He's got those that you can ask, well, what did he mean by? See, God's working with you. See, for too long, we have been sitting down, refusing to ask a question to get an understanding. And what I like about what Jesus did, see, Jesus knew his audience. He knew how to speak. Sometimes he had to speak in parables, speak about the oranges or the fruit or the ground, that the farmers could understand where he's coming from. And when the disciples could not understand that, he said, these mysteries are given to you to know. So let me break it down to you exactly what it means. Because he does not want us to be natural. Paul shows and shares the reasons why this wisdom of God cannot be perceived by those who think they know it all. It is because it is indeed so deep that they cannot attain to it. They just can't fathom it. Salvation is so simple, the world has made it complicated. I mean, you got to jump through hoops, roll over, fast until you're about to die, sweat, and do so many things before they say, yeah, you got it. But Jesus made it very simple. I came and died for you that you may have life. Do you know whatever is complicated, we won't take the time? Did y'all hear me? If it's something that just putting something together and you look at it and it got all these pages of instructions and got no pictures, shoot, I get at the Lord. I remember over my sister's house and putting these cabinets together. Boy, I said, really? And start to put it together and even had pictures. And you put one piece on and find, no, I can't, I got to take that piece off. And I got to do this. But you know what became simple? After I'd put one together and I had another one. Well, I'm good now. I remember what I did before. Do you know what? Here's what I'm saying. What you are going through, Jesus done been through it. He done took all the complication out of it. So all you got to do is ask him and he'll show you that you can get through it with ease. But what do we do? Well, now I don't want to put that boat in right now, Jesus. That's my boat of hate. I don't want to take that boat out. I just want to stay in confusion for a while. But he's taken away of it all that we may live in him righteously. Drop down to verse 9 and 10. I'm going to close with a couple more scriptures. Verse 9 and 10 says, but it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. It says God has revealed or made them known to who? Us. Us being those who are born of his Spirit. It goes all the way back to what Isaiah said in 64:4. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither have the eyes seen, O God, beside thee, what he had prepared for him that waited for him. But Jesus said in John 16:13-14, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. He shall speak not of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. We must proceed beyond common sense and man's wisdom. We must drop the natural man and his ways of thinking, so you may discern what God has given you. Closing with 1 John 2:23. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath denied the Father. But he that acknowledges the Son hath the Father also. My time is up. I thank you for yours.